Good evening, and welcome to Sleep With Me, a podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, pull up the covers, and press play. The goal of the podcast is to create a safe place where you can put aside your thoughts. So if they're racing thoughts, or you're worried, or you're planning, or you're skeeving, or conniving, plotting. I like it when people are plotting. You never know which way they're going to go. But whatever those thoughts are that are keeping you up, the story's going to distract you from that. But as it goes on, it's going to get a little bit more and more boring. And that's all. That's how it works. I take your mind off of things, you fall asleep. That's the sacred pact here at the Sleep With Me podcast. If you've never tried it before, if this is your first time here, welcome. Just test the podcast out and see if it works for you. If it does, it's great. If it doesn't, I'm sorry. If it doesn't help you, I'm sorry I wasted 40 minutes of your time. You find old episodes, show notes, if you want misused words, or you want to know what was trending on Twitter from the last story, go to www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you have any feedback, you need to go hold me. It's feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. Or you can get us over at Twitter, @DearestScooter on Twitter. If you want to review or rate us on iTunes, that'd be great. And I want to say thank you to SLJ 2011. Good old SLJ 2011. Thank you so much for your taking the time to give us a review. Thank you. Just trying to, and as I'm talking, I'm sorry, SLJ. I should be giving you my full attention, but I was trying to think of something that SLJ might have stood for. And, you know, I was trying to be funny, trying to impress everybody. I know, SLJ 2011. I'm sorry. This is your moment, so thank you. And don't let my hog in the spotlight, look at me, take away from you. Okay? Thanks. And I just want to, as an aside, as I already started now with the non-sequitur time-wasting stuff. I've asked you guys to review and rate me on iTunes, and I'm going to do the same for the podcasts I appreciate and listen to. Because, hey, I listen to podcasts, not necessarily to fall asleep to, and I'm just going to shoot it out there. I've already recommended this podcast in older episodes, but if you're new or you were asleep, welcome to Night Vale. It's a wonderful 5-star podcast. I will give it a 5-star review tonight, I promise, under a pseudonym. Welcome to Night Vale is a wonderful, wonderful podcast. I don't want to ruin it for you by telling too much, but go ahead and discover it. Go out there. And it might be a good podcast to fall asleep to, or it might just be a... I'd say if I could talk about Welcome to Night Vale, it seems like a good podcast to curl up with a cup of cocoa, too. Especially if your cocoa has, like, strychnine in it, or aliens' blood, or... it's some sort of mystical door. I'm trying to do, you know, goober check. I'm here. Whew, there we go. We just went off track. We were on chart there. So I think that's it for the 1 minute open there. I think we're probably pushing 5 minutes. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to help you fall asleep tonight. Tonight, another episode of Get Besos, the tale of Richard Warren Sears and James Cashpenny's escape from purgatory and return to Earth in a quest for vengeance against Jeff Bezos, the man they feel crushed their retail empires. Older episodes can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you consume your podcast, or at our website, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com/getbesos. GETBESOS. When we last left off, we had a wedding prep episode. And James Cashpenny and Angela Bissos were getting ready to get married. And they had some surprise guests, RW, the guy from Hell that runs Hell, and Jif. They got thrown over a cliff in a van. They were okay. And, of course, Lukey, one of the former Amazon executives, Lukey, was the flower girl. So let's catch up and see if this is going to be A nice day for a white wedding, yeah. Except it's like an uncouth term. A nice day for a weird wedding. Yeah, that doesn't flow. So, let's see if it's a nice day for a whale wedding. Yeah, I don't know. Never mind. let's see on the latest episode of Que Pesos, yeah. We're back. We're back on the beach. And Angela is making final preparations for her wedding. So let's check in. Gunther, is Mother Nature... Okay, you could take out her gag. And Gunther, I want you to hold the Biden to... You cannot be in any of the wedding pictures, Gunther. So you're going to duck down and get your body... Okay, duck down now. It wasn't a figurative term. I said you're gonna, meaning do it. So duck down behind her. Yeah, Gunther, that's a ducking down. You just pushed a van over a cliff and you can't duck behind. Whew, okay, stay calm. So you're gonna duck behind her. You're gonna take that bident. It's not pitchfork, it's a bident. I know you think it's a mini pitchfork, but that would have three prongs. It's a bident, okay? Bident, Gunther. And... just hold it to the back of her throat. And if you just think about electric shock or if you push it into her, she'll get a little bit of a jolt. And if I give you the signal, Gunther Biden, then you just poke her a little and that'll correct her. Okay, Mother Nature, are you with us? Mother Nature, you can't get dehydrated. You look, Gunther, no, you stay there. Who's this, Peter? Peter. That's an interesting. That's like a Peter, isn't it? Okay, Peter. I need some water for the Mother Nature. Mother Nature, do you drink water? Do you need still or sparkling? Okay, sparkling. Just bring both, Peter. Bubbles and no bubbles. Okay, great. Bye. Oh, Mother Nature. So it's just the two of us here. You're not saying, are you just giving me the cold treatment or can you not speak? I don't know you gave us a very long speech, so I know you can talk, okay? You're looking at me like I'm insane. So, I wanted to do a little run through the wedding with you. And don't worry, you don't need to talk. So, what we're going to do is you're going to see them up on that crane up there, and they're going to be over there. And, so just tell me what you need to do. What I want you to do is, I want to be a dramatic. So Jif's gonna plunge into the whale's mouth, the orca whale's mouth. Hopefully, that would be ideally, but unideally, he'll be chopped up and they'll just eat him up. Now, what do you need us to do in order to get his life force? What are we working with? What are we working with, Mother Nature? Can you tell me? What was that? Oh, Lukey just fell down. Lukey, I'm trying. Oh, Gunther. Oh, where's Peter? Peter. Oh, I don't like yelling on the day of my wedding. Okay, Peter, hurry. Yeah, run. That's the universal sign for Gunther. Where do you get these men? I thought these were the elite military force people. Okay, never mind. Okay, give me the water from Mother Nature. You can choose bubbles or no bubbles. Okay, it looks like Lukey scraped his knees. You're a grown man, you scraped your knees. It's just ridiculous. Okay, take Lukey and put something on his knees, please. And just please, just get Lukey ready. He's gonna be the flower girl. And suppose I guess my maid of honor. Great, scraped knees. Great, good, nice, Lukey. You see, you hear my voice? It's cracking. Okay, good. Mother Nature, I'm back with you. Okay, did you have some water? Because you need to be able to speak. So I need to know what we're going to do to make my husband a man before, and then you marry us. You say, you know, with the power vested in me. Who vests your power, by the way? Like, have you been Mother Nature forever? Or is this the game you're playing? Because these are legitimate questions, Mother Nature. Have you always been Mother Nature? Or is it like a new thing? Or like, are you like the 12th Mother Nature? Your mother was Mother Nature. And then she... I'm just curious. It's not like we have to be enemies, just because at one point you were in my ear, okay? Do you got me? Do you got me, woman? This is just a woman, okay? Let me... Okay, Mother Nature, maybe you're going to marry us because... Right, okay. So, what do we need to do? Can we talk? Oh, yes, my dear, my dear, my dear. I just needed that bubbly water. You see, now you have me singing. Now, my dear, I am not pleased about this at all. As Mother Nature, I am not pleased about this situation. And you're under the mistaken impression that I can just snap my fingers and make your husband a man. Now, this is... We're in unprecedented territory here, young woman. I don't think you're... Yes, Mother Nature can do it, because you're threatening Mother Nature, the existence of all my little children. All my little children, all my little bunnies and guinea pigs. Did you ever have a guinea pig, young woman? It's Angela, Mother Nature. Angela, or Miss Bessos, if you're nasty. Miss Bessos, if you're nasty. That's Janet Jackson, Rhythm Nation Tour. Okay, I don't. I know the stylings of Miss Jackson, but I'm not a Rhythm Nation fan. I'm more Control. But that's besides the point. Well, but that's good, Mother Nature. We share a love of Janet Jackson music. Oh, dear girl, you are playing with Universal. I don't even know. These are powers. I do not. But I just am beside myself, and you're going to have... Who is that man? You have the same name, and you're going to have him... You're going to feed him to those whales? It's just awful. And those other two men, and I heard the talking, and I know that man's from hell, and the other man... I mean, these men are... You want to... Okay, new tactic. You really want to marry a man who's escaped from purgatory? We don't even know... I mean, what kind of man is this you're marrying? Sure, he's a handsome, strapping man, but he could be a demon in man's form. I mean, girl, what there's a cost. Whatever I do, if I take your relative's soul out of there, or his life force, and I put it in your man, your new husband, and reverse. I'm not even sure I'm going to be improving my magic. So things could be going horribly awry. Well, that's not... I could just dispose of you, and if... You're ruining my wedding right now. I'm not trying to ruin your wedding, girl. I'm just warning you. You're going to be betrothed. Is that the correct use of that word? To a man... Who, first of all, it's no judgment here, but a bit of judgment from Mother Nature. I am Mother Nature. He's in purgatory. Why? Why is a man in purgatory? I don't know the afterlife, for I am the mother of the living. But I do have some suspicions. Not exactly husband material, if you're in purgatory. Where's he going to leave you? If he left whoever... The Almighty, we'll just call it, the Almighty decided he's not good enough, but he's good enough for you. You're a pretty, beautiful, beautiful woman. I mean, your insides, and I'm talking not about your insides. Your insides are actually quite lovely, too. It's amazing. I'm watching your blood flow now. Your counts are, poof. Yeah. Well, I do that berry. Acai? Acai? Something like that? Oh, Yes, that makes Mother Nature sad for a whole political, social, economic reason, so let's not talk about it. But yes, my dear, you're ugly, and your behavior is ugly. Let's just say that. I don't even know. I haven't even grasped everything that's going on. But so there is going to be, usually when we do these type of things, have I seen. See, a lot of, Mother Nature, it's my wedding. You're really killing it here. Can we just get to the, well, all the witches and all that sort of folklore is based in truth. And when you do this kind of changing magic, there's always a cost. I mean, even if you were to talk to Einstein and talk about energy cost and things like that, this isn't closed system, or maybe it is closed system. I never get those things mixed up a bit. That's why I have the forces of nature. They run things. Everyone thinks Mother Nature does everything. I don't, my dear. And Mother Nature, I get the sense you're just buying time. You're just wasting my time. Is that the case? Because Gunther, can you give her a little pop? Oh, my dear. Oh, you're making Mother Nature sad. You just made a tidal wave. Okay, it almost crashed over American Samoa and Guam, but it avoided them. Oh, I can't stand to lose another atoll, dear. And you are like an atoll to me. I don't want you to lose. This could be a nasty, nasty man, my dear. Mother Nature, can you just get to the bad part that you were talking? So there's going to be a curse or a downside to this. So when I give your husband life, it could be he becomes horribly aged. Or, I hope to goodness you're not planning on having children. Well, 7 children, as a matter of fact. Oh, dear. Well, Rumpelstiltskin, something like that. Some kind of creature could show up and demand one of your children. Mother Nature, come now. You're just playing. You're making a whole Benghazi out of this thing or something. You're just trying to, you're using scare tactics with me. Well, dear, I am, because I'm scared for you. Okay, Mother Nature, oh, goodness, you are... Gunther, can you lead Mother Nature over there? And, Pater, are you done with... Pater. Yeah, you, with Luki. Luki, you don't need to make small talk with Pater. He works for us. What works for me? Pater, go get my husband, my future husband. Yeah, Mr. Ibex. Angela Ibex. Now, go get him. Thank you, Pater. Hey, honey. Are you ready to get married? Hey, Angela. I don't know. Are you ready to get married? Of course I am. I do birds. And chum suddenly appear. Okay, my dear. Yep, you're back. You're here. Hi, honey, I think we're almost ready. I talked to Mother Nature, and she says everything's going to be perfectly fine. I was always wondering if we could talk for a minute about, because, you know, this thing with you dying, and, I know you have a whole life without me before I was here and before we met, but... What did happen with you in purgatory? I'm not perfect. I'm not even, but I know it's none of. Angela, this is our wedding day. I thought you wanted to marry me. Do you not want to marry me? Because I could tell you, it was terrible. Well, it couldn't have been that terrible because you were in purgatory. Well, did you take care of the dowry, Angela? Oh yes, honey. Okay, Can I use your phone just to check my things? Honey, you don't use a phone. You silly thing. Goose. Can you just tell me why you were in purgatory? Don't worry about it, baby. We're going to be great together, you know? You can trust me. You can trust James Cash Penny or Larry Ibex or any other pseudonyms I've ever had, baby. I'm 100% good for you. Okay. But I do need to... Before we get married, I want to know about that. I want to see some kind of confirmation. Digital. Is that the digital, right? digital. Can you email to me and give me an email so I could check it with your phone? Oh, honey, are you trying to use? I get the sense. Well, you know what, honey, just stop. Okay. Let's just get married. Let's not fight anymore, honey. Okay, baby. We have nothing to fight about, you know, purgatory or not. You know, you and I. Oh, honey, I can tell now. You're a terrible actor. You're trying to do like a reverse psychology thing because I was a little nervous about the purgatory. But yeah, if you were a real bad boy, you would have been in heck or hell. Which we will be, interestingly enough. I forgot all about the consequences of the other stuff. But let's just get this. We got to get this wedding moving. Well, one more thing. Did you have that confirmation about the dowry? About me controlling the company? Oh, honey, it's going to take me a... Will you do that? That's fine, baby. I got to talk to my best man. Because before, you know, I got to tell him he's got to make a speech. No, that's at the rehearsal dinner. He missed his chance for... Well, I'd like him to make a speech. And he's been married, baby. So I want to chew the fat with my best friend. Tell him how much I love you. Tell him how your neck smells like my kisses. And that, remember, I sacrificed my life to save you, almost, kind of. Okay, honey, I will call my attorney, and then I'll give him you something on my phone that you can look at. And, well, we just had that, your best man up in that, I guess that was a test run. Gunther, you can leave Mother Nature and go get RW down from there. Okay, thank you. And I'm just going to go to the bungalow. I'm just not feeling great. Don't worry, baby. It's going to be great. We're going to be married. Going to own that company. You know, great stuff, honey. Okay, I'll be right back. Lukey. I need, Pater. Lukey can't walk? Okay, I need to lie down in the bungalow for a minute. Okay. All right, Mother Nature. Is that guy still behind you? The guy is still behind me. Okay, well, don't worry, I got a plan. There's a plan. Gunther, don't leave Mother Nature with James. Mr. Ibex, take her to my bungalow. Thank you. So Gunther and the Mother Nature go, and then they get RW down. Pater brings RW over to Jim.
Oh, buddy, you wouldn't believe how much Bitso stinks. I think he doesn't smell like bathroom. He smells like, I don't know, sweat stuff. I think he must be,
All right. Richie, I need you to focus, man.
All right, buddy. I'm focused. I'm focused like a focusing foker. What do you mean? What am I focus? You really think it's a good idea to get?
No, I don't think it's a good idea to get married. I thought we talked about this already. I need to know everything you know about Jif and Miss Bess. Like how are Jif and Miss Bessos related? I either forgot or I don't know.
This is crazy. She's his aunt.
His aunt. And why do you think she hates him then?
I just know she's his aunt.
Okay. So since what else do you know about Jif? What did you guys do? So you were on the helicopter,
right? We were on the helicopter. The helicopter crashed on an island. We were alone on the island, me and Jif. And he's a lunatic. At first I felt like he was all like building shelters and all this crazy. I told him we're dead, and I thought I lost you, buddy. And I miss you. By the way, I tell you, I miss you. Congratulations on this wedding thing. It's your best man. If you're happy, I'm happy. Not that I think there's a... I mean, we got way too much. Richie, this is not... Jif, focus. Okay, so Jif, he, uh, Yeah, we spent all this time together, and don't worry, he did not replace you as a best friend. But ends up, guys, he reminds me, he's kind of like you, but a wuss. Or, not a wuss, he's kind of like you with the, I don't know, he has a spine. He's actually a pretty good guy, and he's got this positive streak that drives me crazy. Like yours, but better, and I don't know, I tried testing him a couple times. He's like, it seemed like he was letting me get away with stuff. To him, I don't know, he's like one of those people that's like 10 steps ahead of everybody, I think, man. And I mean, no offense, I'm like 22, but, you know, I've been dead. And you're like, I mean, to me, you're like 19. But I think with Jif, next to Jif, you're like 9, 8. So, yeah, buddy, he's the real deal.
So, are you still going to get him?
Well, I think we got, you got her. I got him. I mean, he's kind of screwed. And, it was, you know, I realized it was the whole reason. Yeah, so, it turns out I got him, and, it's not so, it didn't, I got him, and it's not so great. Okay, he's a great, yeah. Oh, boy. I'm losing it down here on Earth, buddy.
All right, well, let's see. I need some other... See, he's smart, okay.
What do you need, buddy? You need me, you want my A-game? You need me, I heard somebody say that. Hey, bring your A-game. I got my A-game.
Well, who's it? Who's this other guy?
Oh, more. He manages hell.
What do you mean, manages hell?
He's like the manager of hell, or, well, more like, you know, somebody that manages buildings and stuff, like a supervisor. He's a boss down there, kind of.
Like, so the devil?
Nah, buddy, it's, you know, that's just some conceptualizing of stuff for our minds to be able to accept. I don't even know if he even knows what. But yeah, he works in hell. He manages stuff down there. And, so that's what he does. Listen, James. Besides that, kind of.
He manages hell. Like, so does he get to pick who goes?
No. He's just, like, in charge of it. Like, if you're. So charge of logistics and operations, I'd say.
All right, that's just, I can't.
Listen, buddy, I gotta, before this whole wedding thing, and doesn't look like your wife's plan of keeping us around, and
don't worry, I'm coming up with a plan, RW, don't worry.
Okay, well, if the plan doesn't work, I know we weren't sitting pretty in that purgatory there, but I'm sorry I got you roped into this one. It was a big mistake. I mean, I thought we'd come down here, we'd get Bezos. That'd be it. Boom. No complications. We just get him. I give him that devil guy's telling me about wedgies. I would have given him a wedgie. Pull the underwear up and it rips and stuff. You pull it in their bottom crack. But, yeah. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to get you married to a human and she's going to change you. I don't really want to go back to purgatory without you, but well, apparently power's out in hell, too. I don't know if you caught that, but dead's going to rise or not die or was, and then bar logs and moo jogs are going to be coming from hell and beasts, something like that. He said something. I don't know, buddy. But, yeah, so... I'm sorry. Do you accept my apology, please?
Yeah, RW, don't worry about it, man. I wouldn't have done it. I'm your friend. And be honest, I don't want to see you come down here and get hurt. And I wasn't whole, so, yeah, so it's okay.
All right, well, that guy's coming to get me again, so I'm going to go with him back up in the crane.
So they take RW off, and then they put him back up in the crane. And then... Angela comes running back. Honey, did you and your best man, like, have a little conference? Did you talk about strippers or anything like that? Or, no, honey, we talked about purgatory. We're in purgatory together, you know? Honey, I was thinking while we're gone that being in purgatory makes me love you more because you're not, you're like a big gray zone. That's what life is. You're not good and you're not bad. You're right down the middle. You got a little good and a little bad, and that's, sometimes I need a little good and sometimes I need a little bad. And so we're going to get on, going through Scott, everything staged with Mother Nature and Jif. So what's going to happen is Jif's going to be fed to the, honey, I can't go through with this until I see confirmation. Well, here, just take my phone and open up, there's an email to you. Well, it's to me, but since we're going to be married, but you could see all that, it's legal contracts, and yeah, you can just go ahead and use my phone. I'm sure that you can't do any harm with it. It'll be, you don't know anything about it. So, and then just come over here after you read confirmation into the bungalow. That's the men's bungalow. You and, well, it's just going to be you because I can't, I got to keep your best man up in the crane. I don't trust him. So, yeah, I'll meet you on the wedding side, my love, my darling. Ooh, time flows something so tender. I'm longing for you. Okay, honey, stop the singing. I'm trying to check this email thing. Wow, this is really, so I just move my finger up and down like that, huh? Yeah, and just press, boop, see? To Larry Ibex, a.k.a. James Cashpenny. See, he's a lawyer, so he can't tell anybody. All right, babe. You look great. Oh, thank you, honey. I can't wait to be Angela Ibex. Angela Ibex. Private Eye. Oh, I just like the sound of it. I'm like a fancy antelope or something. So, the wife of a fancy antelope. You are my antelope. Okay, Angela, I need some time alone with my dowry. Okay? Well, what do you plan on doing with the, Angela, what do you plan on doing with your plans, your planning? I know this, okay, honey, let's just get married. Okay, yeah, let's just get married. Let's just not talk about it. Okay, deal. This is the kind of, we're compromising already. We are already, conflict, compromise, boom. Go ahead, Oprah, put that on your network, is that we can do it, the two of us, because it's love. Love. Did you know, honey, that Mother Nature and I both love Janet Jackson music? Who? Honey, babe? I don't know. I need to look into this dowry thing, babe. I don't... Janet Jackson. Yeah, babe. I think I'm going to... Oh, I need my phone. Let me go ask... I think Lukey has a phone. I'm going to get a little... do you have a preference? You don't know any Janet Jackson songs, do you? I gotta think about what song. Control. I gotta think about what song I want for our wedding. I think a Janet Jackson song that's romantic. But anyway, okay, babe, go on. So Angela goes off down the beach. James is doing some stuff on the phone, and they're about to get married. And yeah, this is kind of a strange thing. I think James is buying some time, which is boring. And the fact that they're getting married conventionally with this stuff with Mother Nature is strange. This whole thing is beyond strange, huh? We've got a dude that manages hell who doesn't do a very good job at it. And I have to agree with some of these other characters. I'm like, hold on, I thought, as far as I could tell, and as I was able to piece together in preparation for these episodes, is that the devil's, like, imprisoned in hell, even though he runs hell. At least in the, I don't know if that's the Dante or the Milton, but, you know, he's like the prisoner at the bottom of hell. I mean, at least as a kid, I did believe that hell was below us, and that the fact that it is, I mean, convenient for those people going to hell. And also makes sense. I mean, from an economic standpoint, from just shipping people there and stuff like that, or I don't know how you get there. Maybe ship's just a, that's a harsh word. You go by boat. So, yeah, that was news to me that there would be a manager type down there, and that guy's a boob. And but then if, from that guy's perspective, he's like, I'm just trying to do my job better. And it seems like there's a lot of bureaucracy. And there's been a lot of avoidance of this God issue. And I'm sure that's raising issues for all of you. And it's hard, tough to understand. And maybe that's where this podcast is plugging into something bigger than me. Is that, yeah, I'm getting all mystified and like some sort of spiritual fog is laying down on my mind as I get too close. Because, I mean, what if I was evil and I was going to unlock some of these secrets? If I was learning them and then explaining them in the podcast, it would be dangerous for everyone because I would already know them and I'd be sharing them with you. But so that's strange. Then we got poor Jeff Bezos, who seems like just a smart guy. I mean, whoa. I mean, he's purgatory bound at best. Let's just put it out there, in my opinion. The character Jeff Bezos, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's not like he's an angel. Or maybe he is. We didn't get into his good qualities very much. But he's done some wrong, or some wrong's been done in his name and for his company and profits. Amazon.com, the imaginary company. My dog was agreeing. My dog's like, dude, I thought last episode you said I was going to be your sidekick. Now I need to do some pounding in the background to say, hey, it's like, hey, I agree, or I disagree. So my dog's crow is piping in. And yeah, I don't know, I'm just trying to give you a little extra boredom here, but also just say what's on my mind. Whew, what was I going to make a point? I mean, the point is the episode, we're going to catch up at the wedding. I mean, in all honesty, I thought we'd get to the wedding. Like, I was waiting just like you. Like, okay, when's this wedding going to happen? But Angela and Mother Nature did have a lot more on their minds than I was aware of. And so Jeff, I mean, I knew him and RWD to talk. But I didn't know, you know, I didn't know so much. I don't know, Mother Nature was so protective. But it makes sense too, right? If you're Mother Nature's protective. That's one of her, well, I don't know what her duties are. She said there was like forces of nature, which would seem like the natural order of things. And, but then there's still Mother Nature. So she's like, yeah, I don't know. Is she like the birther of things? She seems like the matriarch of the whole universe, or at least our planet's like a matriarchy, Mother Earth, Mother Nature. I guess maybe it's just conceptualizing stuff, and I'm trying to put concrete terms on something that's just not so concrete. And even in this story, which by the way, I mean, this story is about as concrete as you can get. I'm not just, you know, I'm plugging into the greater subconscious or whatever you want to call it when I'm spilling these beans here. So that's why it's a sleep podcast, because your mind wouldn't be able to be on overload. If you're wide awake or thinking clearly, you'd be like, this guy's a maniac. But because you're in the state, is that what a fugue state is or no? I'm not sure. Well, I'm not even sure what my point is. The point is that we don't, I mean, that Mother Nature understanding her is beyond me. And I mean, I could read every myth from here to Canton, Ohio, home of the pro football or basketball Hall of Fame. I don't know why. But that Canton, Ohio just came out of my brain, man. I mean, maybe that's Mother Nature's HQ, Canton, Ohio. Is it Canton, Ohio? I think there's a Canton, New York. I know someone that listens to this podcast is from a city like Canton, but not Canton, like Cantonville. Well, let me know, because I know you're a loyal listener, I think. I don't know. I was trying to figure out some analytics. When you think about, like, analytics, that devil guy, the guy that works in hell, he should be... he doesn't seem like he could handle analytics. I mean, I couldn't. I was trying to figure it out today, and that's the only thing. I like looking at the map. That was so fun. You know, looking at maps is great. Anybody else out there? I guess my dog doesn't agree with me about maps. Remember when Google Earth first came out? You just spend like how... You just be like, oh, day went by. I was just playing on Google Earth. Oh, it's 5 in the morning. I spent the whole night on Google Earth. Now, it's... I don't know. The last time I checked out Google Earth, couldn't tell you. I could tell you, actually. And this is the Sahal on this podcast with Mind of a Lunatic, your podcast host. I tried to create this because I think at one point you could kind of create your own plugins, and there was like a Wikipedia plugin, all sorts of like different people's photos plugins. So when you zoomed on something, and I tried to figure out how to do it, but I'm in the gray zone of technology. I'm in a purgatory. I'm not terrible at it, and I'm not adept at it. But I was trying to create a like something so I could zoom into San Francisco and East Bay, Oakland, California. I think it was the San Francisco Chronicle used to do this thing. I don't subscribe to the paper anymore, but like top 100 cheap eats, the top 100 best cheap restaurants. I mean, this was during the internet, but you know, before it became more convenient not to use the newspaper for this kind of, so I was trying to plug all those restaurants in. So I'd be like, oh, what do I want to do tonight? Or gonna be in this neighborhood for this thing. Oh, let's eat at this restaurant. Good, thank you, Google Earth. But I couldn't quite figure it out. And I think once I did, I realized it was way too much work. And I was hoping somebody else would do it. And somebody probably did, but I didn't catch on to it. So, yeah, I guess just like at the beginning of the podcast, instead of helping you fall asleep, I'm just making it all about me. Sorry, SLJ 2011. It's about people like you, and I'm honestly here to help you fall asleep, not to talk about my failed attempts to create a Google Earth database of cheap places to eat. Bargain Bites, that's what it was actually called. Bargain Bites, San Francisco Chronicle Bargain Bites. But, I mean, maybe SLJ 2011 has a favorite place that they like to eat, Bargain Bite place. And if you do, let me know. I don't care if you're from Carson City, Nevada, or Caleb, Illinois, or Caracas, or other cities that start with a C, like Cozumel. I don't think that's a city. I think that's an island. Maybe it's a city. Or Columbia, Maryland. See, I got you on that one. There's one person laughing at that somewhere. The dog ain't, though. So anyway, get some sleep. I hope you're already asleep. And if you weren't, I'm trying to get these episodes over a certain length for the people that need that extra 40 minutes. And it's a balance, trying to manage my bandwidth caps or whatever the heck you want to call that. But hey, it's not about me. It's about you getting a good night's sleep. Thanks for listening. And I appreciate it. Thanks.